the way I feel when you hold me. We don't always be together, baby, that's what she told me. And I believe it, cause I ain't never had nobody do me like you.
That was Like You with Bow and Sierra. Now we're going to go to a short break, and when we come back, we'll have the news for you.
Hi, now, last year, every £1 spent with Yellow Pages helped generate, on average, £25 worth of new business. But what does that mean to a gardener, Mrs. Green?
A lot more calls.
Blooming loads, I bet.
Yes, a marked increase.
Your business grew, then.
Please, I'm in the middle of the party.
Of course, but a return of 25 to 1 must sow the seeds for... Oh, sorry.
I think you should go now.
Your local Yellow Pages is taking bookings now. So if you want more customers to find you, call 0800 389 9000.
Don't miss the massive savings in Wyvale's spectacular midsummer sale. From Saturday the 8th of July at Wyvale Garden Centres, there's now up to 75% off original mark price on selected garden furniture, barbecues and outdoor pots. With the very best of outdoor living at fantastic sale prices, there's a great deal to look forward to this summer at Wyvale. For your nearest Wyvale centre, free phone 0800 413 213 or visit wyvale.co.uk. Hurry, offer only while stocks last.
This is Action Radio.
Welcome back. This is the news at 12.
The news.
John Prescott says he will not resign as Deputy Prime Minister despite being pressured over his stay at an American billionaire's Colorado home. The American, owner of the Millennium Dome, has had a meeting with Prescott over turning the dome into a super casino. North Korea has vowed to launch more test missiles with deadlier consequences if not warned to stop. North Korea has already launched 7 missiles, one of which was a failed Long Ranger believed to be able to reach Alaska. UK house prices have fallen unexpectedly by 1.2% in June, says Halifax, Britain's biggest mortgage lender. The fall in prices follows several months where the UK housing market has been very buoyant, beating economists' expectations, particularly in London.
The sports. France made the World Cup final last night for the second time in 12 years. They beat Portugal 1-0 with a first-half penalty from arguably France's best player this tournament, Zinedine Zidane. They go on to face Italy on Sunday the 9th of July. Rafael Nadal faces Jaakko Nieminen in the last quarter-final as rain delayed the start of the match yesterday. Roger Federer beat Mario Andrić in straight sets yesterday, and Marcos Baghdatis beat favourite Leighton Hewitt in 5 sets. Maria Sharapova faces Amélie Mauresmo, the number one seed, and Kim Clijsters faces Justine Henin-Hardin in an all-Belgian affair.
The weather.
It's going to be a fairly cooler day today, still with highs of 27 degrees though. In the south, it's going to be warm and muggy with temperatures of 23, and it looks a nice day for Wimbledon with temperatures of 26. In the Midlands, a few showers to be expected, but still fairly warm, so humid conditions. A few thunderstorms in East Anglia, but again, humid conditions. And in the north, sunny and warm.
This is Action Radio.
Pirates of the Caribbean 2 comes out today, and we've managed to catch a quick word with Keira Knightley. So, Keira, what can you tell us about the film?
I don't want to give too much away, but yes, it's a brand new adventure. We're looking for the dead man's chest, and it's lots of pirating and lots of monsters going after us. It's good. It's good fun.
What are you doing on Sunday 9th July? But you're not going to be in Berlin watching the World Cup final between France and Italy. Do you want to? Of course you do. So all you have to do is get your hands on a pair of tickets. We'll answer this simple question. Where was the World Cup in 2002 held? Is it A, Italy, B, South Korea and Japan, C, England? Cool. 09067 451 451 or text WIN plus A, B or C to 87331. Get that right and you'll be flying straight to Germany and staying in 5-star accommodation with 2 tickets to the final and an extra 500.